This goes to Dr. Tan. It's T-A-N, Lee, L-I. Fax 989-584-0307. Regarding Dennis Brauher, B-R-A-U-H-E-R. Date of birth 11/6/1947. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Brauher with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was February 12th of this year. He's actually feeling much better since his last visit. He's lost 5 pounds in the last 6 months, and his last hemoglobin A1C is now 7.2, and previously it had been higher than 12, according to the patient. He is following his diet carefully and strictly follows the low-salt diet. He avoids excessive fluid intake also. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No chest pain or palpitations. And controlled edema of the lower extremities. And he is wearing support hose, which his wife assists him in putting on and removing daily. Medication list is reviewed. He's off gliburide. He's off prednisone and Trelegy Ellipta. He's on regular insulin, 32 units before each meal. Ozempic is once weekly. Toujeo is 132 units daily at bedtime. And also I want to highlight Lasix, 80 milligram twice a day with potassium, 20 mil equivalent twice a day. Omeprazole, iron, oral iron, carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. Allopurinol, 100 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, magnesium supplements, eye vitamins also. Physical exam, weight, 300 pounds. Pulse, 93. Blood pressure, 102 over 72. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, mildly firm, but no ascites, and 1+ edema from knees to toes bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 7/10 of 2024. His hemoglobin, 15.2. Normal white count, normal platelets, magnesium 2.4, phosphorus 3.4, calcium 9.26, albumin 4.3, electrolytes, sodium 134, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 31, creatinine was 2.46 though, and that's higher than it has been. And his estimated GFR is 26 on July 10th. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with recent worsening of creatinine levels. He's still asymptomatic without uremic symptoms and no symptoms of volume overload. 2, diabetic nephropathy, and that's greatly improved with diabetic control. 3, hypertension, that's controlled, and no orthostatic symptoms. 4, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. We've asked the patient to have lab studies repeated in August, and then we will determine whether we need to increase frequency of lab testing. If he stays in stage 4 range, we generally do monthly labs. If he improves, creatinine improves, we'll repeat things again in 2 to 3 months. He should continue to follow his low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.